Just to refresh everyone's memory, my name is Terrence Kuckman. I am an abutter in Concord. And when I last left off with my note, I was basically saying that New Hampshire will continue to be an electricity exporter based on the fact that we are producing 250% of what we need. Whenever Northern Pass representatives are asked, why not bury the lines, their knee-jerk response is, it's cost prohibitive, or it costs 10 times what it costs to erect towers. Enough already. Northeastern Energy Link in Maine is burying the lines cost-effectively. The Lake Champlain project is burying their transmission lines with service to New York cost-effectively. In short, the world is recognized the wisdom of burying the lines. Wake up, Northern Pass. Call your competitors. Observe your competitors. Seek out who the contractors are and deploy today's best practices. Your competitors' implementation costs are not 10 times the cost of putting up towers. Your competitors have found a way of satisfying their customer needs with today's technology. They've gotten beyond the, that's not the way we've always done it, mentality. Where's your justification for the 10-to-1 cost impact? What assumptions have you made? If I were interested in overstating the cost of burying the lines, I could hire an army of lawyers, give each of them a pick and a shovel, and stay and pay them their hourly wage. Get real, Northern Pass. Get real, PSNH. You can spit in our eyes and tell us that it's raining for only so long before your customers, the ratepayers, the New Hampshire voters, who will drive reforms, your lobbyists won't have a prayer of stopping. What about the threat of national security and public safety? These towers are potential strategic targets. A 1.2 gigawatt electrical project will not go unnoticed by those hell-bent on doing us the greatest harm possible. In 10 minutes, any second lieutenant in the Army Corps of Engineers can calculate how much ribbon charge and C4 he would need to take out any one of your towers. After that, it's a simple math problem to find out how many motivated terrorists you need to take out miles of infrastructure. The cost is such an operation would destroy miles of transmission. Y'all remember the Northeast blackout in 2003. 45 million Americans from Massachusetts to Michigan lost 10, and 10 million Canadians lost power in Ontario. Why? Because of unpruned foliage, touching transmission wires, a software bug, and human error that resulted in the greatest power outage in history. The ice storms in 1998 crippled New London for a week. Hurricane Irene crippled Connecticut in 2011 for weeks, with 700,000 without power. And these are the acts of nature. Imagine what can happen when it's no accident, but a carefully thought out, executed terrorist attack. It is not possible to imagine the devastation of restoring the infrastructure where it takes weeks and months to replace. In short, cutting to the end, I implore the Commission to reject this Northern Pass permit as it is written today. As a commission charged with securing reliable energy sources to the Northeast and the nation as a whole, the time has come to reject antiquated transmission systems fraught with vulnerabilities to nature and enemies of the United States. The time has come for Northern Pass and PSNH to begin their out-of-the-box thinking and join their competitors who have embraced burying transmission lines and consider it a best practice. Thank you. Aside from that, I have no strong opinion.